608 today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. America, you have with you on this cloudy, and it's about 42 degrees today. It's getting cold here in Minnesota. Wednesday, October 26th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Because as I say, and I'll say again, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We're turning talk radio, the Sons of Liberty are, into you radio. And here we are.
Here it comes.
So again, Jake, go ahead and say hello, and then we'll give the number out, 1-877-807-9977, if you'd like to be a part of it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you. Or go ahead and give us a call again, 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead and say your hellos, Jake.
Well, folks, hello again, and we always want to direct you to our site, sonsoflibertyradio.com, because there's always something new coming up. This week, we'd really like to encourage you. We're starting to get active on that Facebook fan page, Sons of Liberty Facebook. We can post videos on the drop of a dime anytime Bradley has a new column that's going out there nationally. And I want to bring your attention to that specifically. We've teamed up with WorldNet Daily right now, and Bradley has just started developing columns for that organization, for that website. It's a very well-read...
Wed. No, we can just
it's
say wed.
Wed, too. We can say wed. It's wed to truth. There we go.
Sure.
I like that.
Did you see that guy? He just polished the turd for you.
I polished it. Still stinks,
see, but
it looks good.
That's what a professional does. We used to do that with a guitar player all the time. It's like I used to see him in the clubs, and the guy would just be flawless. But when once he got into the band, he thought he was just going to take some shortcuts.
Yeah.
And what he would do is he would take shortcuts. He'd blow it, but nobody knew he blew it in the room except me. And then I'd yell at him, of course. But all the kids out there thought it was cooler than sliced bread. The bottom line is...
He polished.
That's exactly right.
He was a polisher.
Nobody knew he made the mistake.
That's right. So on WorldNet Daily, folks, and on this new Facebook page, you can find it right on sonsoflibertyradio.com, Facebook icon is right in the upper right-hand corner. We encourage you to become a follower, become a fan of that page, because we're posting new stuff every single day, and a lot of it you hear on the show.
And to your everlasting shame yesterday, Jake, just your shame.
Oh, no.
No, it's like when you try to cover things up where you made mistakes, and rather than admitting that you stepped in it, you just kind of act like you walked around it, and everybody smells you.
It.
It's kind of like politicians.
Yeah.
I seen one yesterday, or actually I was listening to a radio show, and she was asked a question, and she would not answer the question. And it's like, okay, so you're such a great, upstanding, upright citizen that you can't even answer the question that was just asked to you.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked two different times.
Directly.
She kept going to the left. She would not answer the question. And then the next thing you know, she started talking about her presidential campaign and what she was going to do and jobs this and jobs that and jobs this and jobs that. That's not what he asked you, lady. Just answer the question.
I think you just gave it away who that lady is.
Well, I don't really care. It's an issue of character here, isn't it?
That's exactly
It's an issue
right.
of integrity here,
the
right?
Only one
so to
president.
Her everlasting shame, she didn't want to answer the question. And I thought it was shameful. Mm-hmm. I thought it was shameful conduct that she couldn't answer the question. Because if she's doing that now, what would she do if she got into the White House?
Yeah, the problem
it jacked me up.
It's like, do you think anybody caught that? They act like nobody caught.
Yeah.
They just screwed up on it.
It's like the guy that walks around with an open container of cheese, those little string cheese deals, in his pocket. Everybody's trying to figure out where's that smell coming from? You stink, you stink. And everybody knows who stinks. They're just trying to figure out why that individual stinks. Well, go look. See, but that individual's walking around with their nose up in the air like they're all that in a bag of chips, and she doesn't realize everybody's looking at her like, lady, you stink.
Yeah. The stink is around you.
It's like the dirty hippie syndrome, but we're not going to go there. Thank you. Thank you. A Mexican Coca-Cola was just brought into me. Speaking of which, did you hear about the Border Patrol that busted a teenager smuggling drugs? An illegal alien smuggling drugs into America? Mm-hmm. And... the agent who busted him was 75 pounds of marijuana, is going to jail for 2 years for mishandling the drug smuggler because the drug smuggler is saying that he was his civil rights were violated. And the prosecutor is actually throwing him in jail. Folks, what they're trying to do in this country now is they're just trying to teach you to hate judgment so they can continuously do everything that they want to do without consequence. It's the homosexual agenda. The Muslims now in Catholic schools are going to Catholic schools across the country. Mm-hmm. And folks, they're plants. They are planted there to go and find something wrong and then to bring a lawsuit against them so they can sue them so they have nothing left so they get their way. Mm-hmm. This is radical Saul Alinsky. I don't care if it's Islamic. I don't care if it's homosexuals. I don't care if it's Border Patrol. It's all coming from the same administration, and what one needs to think about is this administration has been shown for what it really is, and they're encouraged to do it again tomorrow and the next week and the next month and the next month because the American people think that he has a right to break the law and get away with it. In America, that's where you're completely wrong.
It's the inaction.
He does not have the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image. We're going to talk about sex today when we come back. It's an exposition of our high school assembly that we've done in 330 schools in 222 states. We're going to come back again. The topic will be sex. Some of this stuff's going to blow you away, folks, but this is what your kids are being taught in public schools every day.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Victor Hugo rightly said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Now let's get to this exposition and the topic being sex. Last summer on the front page of the newspaper, I looked down and read, sex offenders. See, now folks, I stepped in it. I just want to tell you I stepped in it. Sex offenders being released in the community. I thought to myself, wow, is the media getting good on me or what? See, the problem was is that I looked up and on the same rack where it said sex offenders being released in the community. Wait a second. I thought to myself, sex offenders being released in the community. How would that be good? How is that a good thing?
That's not good at all.
No.
Unless you're a sex offender.
Why would I say last summer on the front page of the newspaper, I looked down and read sex offenders being released in the community? Well, the media's not getting good on me.
Maybe they're forced to let people know.
Why would you allow criminals to be back out on the streets, released into the communities? Okay, anyways. Let's just jump over that one right now, because that's not a good thing. The media is not getting good on me. Well, maybe I took it as being good because they're telling me that sex offenders are being released in the community. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think at that point, that is why. They were forced to because...
They could have meant it in a negative connotation as well. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to recollect thought here, folks. But the point is that they were warning the people that the sex offenders are being released.
Yep. Why aren't they warning the sex offenders?
Not to commit the crime exactly. Before they commit the crime.
Instead,
because that doesn't work for the bureaucracy.
Yeah, warn innocent people that you might be victimized if you live in this neighborhood because there's a criminal predator who is a sicko who doesn't understand thou shalt not commit adultery, doesn't understand pureness, virtue, or anything like that.
Well, he will if he touches the wrong person.
Got that right.
Amen.
Judgment up. Yeah, that's right.
Hey. Got to do what you got to do, right?
It's justice. That's going to teach, and it's going to protect.
Now, what's interesting about that is as I looked at that article, sex offenders being released in the community, okay, great. You're warning the people. But the problem with what I seen was, and the hypocrisy that I seen was, is I looked up, and on the same rack was the semi-pornography that fueled the pervert's fire to commit the crime in the first place.
Yeah.
Let's go to some magazines.
I think that's a good point.
Oh, it's a great point.
You've got the paper over here telling you, oh boy, these people yep. are sex offenders.
Yep.
Right next to the paper, you've got the sex offenders fuel called semi-pornography magazines, and heck, in some stations, it's straight pornography.
Like
right
Jake, if I don't add wood to the fire, it's not going to grow.
I was in Boy Scouts, and I know that to be a fact.
Oh, that's common sense.
If you don't put wood in a fire.
I mean, you know, it's like fat people like Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
There's no forest fires in the ocean.
They don't like Good Earth restaurants.
That's right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are what you eat. Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow. The point that I'm trying to make here is how ridiculous.
Yeah.
They promote sex. They promote fornication. Right. How many movies from the 60s and 70s promote rape inadvertently, mm-hmm. but you know that's what they're doing. They promote fornication, sex before marriage.
That's right.
They promote adultery. There's even television shows promoting it.
Yep.
And then when it happens, then you take those people to court for the crimes committed against the law that were actually promulgated by the media.
Mm-hmm.
Here, for example, let me give you a magazine. Let's just go to Cosmopolitan, for example. As you know, this was inside of one of the Cosmopolitans. As you know, all of us at Cosmo are really proud of the fact that our magazine is packed with intimate advice on how you can have a happier, healthier sex life. Now, what's scary about these magazines, when you're in the airport, on the airplanes, it's amazing how many women, not just young ladies, but women. By the way, now when you go into grocery stores, they have to put covers over them.
Yep.
But it's interesting how many women are reading these filthy, rotten magazines promoting these very things that they're promoting.
Yeah.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the front of one of these Cosmopolitans, it says what sex is like for him. Another one says boost your body confidence in bed. Another one with a little Christian friend on their lack of Christianity, folks. I'm being facetious. Jessica Simpson has got a picture of her up there pulling up her skirt a little bit. And it says, what sex feels like for a guy. You know what's interesting is on the bottom page of one of these articles in the Cosmopolitan, it says this. Also check out our Rape Stoppers campaign update on page 66. As you know, we have been running this since the start of last year to help raise money for a national helpline for survivors of rape. But never has it been more needed than now. What promotes rape?
Yep. We had the story on Sons of Liberty Media not too long ago, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. There was a series of rapes going on in New York in one of the boroughs. I don't know which one it was. But the police officer identified that the young ladies that were being raped wore really short skirts. Figure that one out. So he stops alongside of a gal who had a really short skirt on. And he said, have you heard what's going on in this neighborhood? The girl nodded that she was aware. And he said, do you know what the rapist is looking for? Girls dress like you, the police officer said. Prevention's better than cure. Yep. Look, girl, put some pants on.
Amen.
Because they consider that easy access. So guess what happens after that? A campaign develops in that neighborhood.
To stop the cops.
How dare you tell women how to dress?
Yep.
How dare you tell them their skirt is too short? All he was doing, and I doubt that cop was even a Christian guy, saying, look, I just investigated 6 rapes. All the girls were wearing exactly how you. It's a no-brainer for the criminal. Just letting you know so I don't have to deal with another sicko and lock him up and let the judge get him out in 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. I guess destruction is better than prevention.
Could be. Is that liberation?
Hey, listen, your deed if you do and your deed if you don't, because if the cop didn't say anything to her and she did get raped, then she'd go file a lawsuit against the local police force for not telling her that there was rapes going on in the community
around her. That's right.
How ridiculous. Folks, again, speaking of sex, it's promoted through what? MTV? Like crazy. Magazines, Hollywood, music, you name it. Sexual innuendo everywhere. See, my little boy gets to walk into any store in America, and he gets to see right at eye level semi-pornography. And I got to tell my little boy, honey, just so you understand, first of all, Jesus warned of this kind of garbage. This is what it would reproduce, and this is what kind of a harvest we would reap if we sowed these kind of seeds into our community. Rape, sexual promiscuity, adultery, so on and so forth. I got to tell my little boy, listen, these magazines are for men and women who don't know what it's like to be faithful to God and their husbands and wives. That's what they're for. They promote the very things that God condemns.
That's right.
That's what I have to tell my little boy.
And why does God condemn him? Because he's protecting liberty.
Now, how far out am I in these topics? High school in Canton, Ohio has succeeded in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending that high school are pregnant. According to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. I didn't even know an 11-year-old could have a baby. Mm-hmm. Call me socially retarded. I don't care. I guess I wasn't that sick to think that way. Radio show host picks it up across the country, and the story ran with it. Outrageous, they shouted. Outrageous. Failure, failure. Really? Well, if you think about it, they succeeded at one thing. They have succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives.
Right.
Failure? No, completely. It's a spiritual success.
Yeah.
See, but what you're not showing, of course, folks, are the billboards of people suffering from AIDS, HIV, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. And you wouldn't have to worry about them billboards if you obeyed God when he said no. Just yesterday, a friend of ours, we had to call him and say, hey, listen, Sean was talking about what we specialize in. The youth, the young, the college age. The older folks. There's a gap there. There really is. Folks, the parents of some New York City public school students say that they are shocked by their children's sex education curriculum, which includes details about sexual positions. And listen to this. I've said this for 2 years. And bestiality. The newspaper obtained copies of workbooks that are part of the Department of Education's recommended curriculum, which reportedly becomes mandatory in the city for middle and high schools next year. Folks, let me tell you something. How do you answer that dilemma? Find the person that came up with the curriculum, because you're going to pay for this. Find the person that came up with the curriculum and criminally prosecute that individual.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we're going to stay on this vein again right when we get back. We're going to continuously talk about the exposition done in over 330 schools in 22 states. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to at any time call in and get aggressive about getting your country back, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about a curriculum that is being thrown down on the kids in New York City. This was just posted by the New York Post. The newspaper obtained copies of workbooks that are part of the Department of Education's recommendations for the curriculum. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, recommended. Now, what's interesting is I didn't know that the government had anything to do with educating your children, folks. Maybe they should read the 10th Amendment. Or maybe that just doesn't work for their agenda. The assignments reviewed by the Post included the following. Again, we're talking about the exposition of what we have done in high schools across the country and the topic being sex. The assignments reviewed by the Post include the following. This is what they're wanting to throw on kids in New York. High school students go to stores and jot down condom brands, prices and features such as lubrication. Teens research a route from school to a clinic that provides birth control and sexually transmitted disease tests and write down its confidentiality policy. In other words, whoever is writing this curriculum is saying we're teaching you how to commit the crime, and if you're ever called out on that crime, you have confidentiality rights. In other words, you don't have to say anything about it to anybody. Listen, these criminals have already said you don't even have to tell your parents if you get impregnated and go have an abortion at one of our clinics. Folks, hear me clear. This is criminal. This is against the law. This is what they want to mandate to 11 and 12-year-old kids in public schools. Let me say it again. This is criminal. This isn't suggestive. It's recommended curriculum. Kids ages 11 and 12 sort risk cards to rate the safety of various activities, including intercourse using a condom and an oil-based lubricant. mutual masturbation, this is what it says, French kissing, oral sex, and even anal sex. Folks, I said 11 and 12-year-olds. Teens are referred to resources such as Columbia University's website, Go Ask Alice, it says, which explores topics like doggy style and other positions, sadomasochistic sex play, phone sex, oral sex with braces, fetishes, porn stars, vibrators, and bestiality. See, folks, this is what we have said so many times, and people out there, they just think, oh, you know, when they bring in scriptures, it's just so weird. It's the scriptures that are the warning signs stating prevention is better than cure, not just only for your physical body, but for your spiritual man. Not just for your temporary life, but also for your eternal life. Hello? God said you're going to reap disease if you break or violate my laws. And what happens? You have AIDS, you have HIV, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia. They don't want you to know about that. They want to demoralize you so they can have power over your kids. Why is it always aimed at the kids, folks? Bestiality, folks. Jake, find out who the source is for that curriculum. This is criminal behavior. This is criminal, folks. And these are supposed to be educators for public schools? You know, Jason, he was my old guitar player when I used to be in a band. When I was a sinner, saved by grace now, transformed. Instead of condemned, my old guitar player, when I would tour, we used to tour from Minnesota up to Iowa, Kansas City, Oklahoma, Texas, and then we'd go over to Louisiana, end up in Denver, Colorado, South Dakota, North Dakota. Those are the states we used to tour. He used to wear a shirt, folks, my guitar player did, that said, I have sex on the first date. It was much more vulgar than that, by the way. And it was true. Jason would have sex on the first date. But what's interesting about it is Jason didn't think it was too cute when he got back from off tour and found out that he had HIV. Oh, by the way, folks, Jason's been dead for about 12 years now. But when you're in public schools, or if you have kids that are in public schools, they're patronized as condoms are thrown out to them in case, folks, they just can't say no. Or you just can't help yourself, they say to the kids. Or girls, if you want to get a little promiscuous, we'll teach you how to do it. We'll even tell you how to commit the act. Just go get yourself on the pill and don't worry about it. You don't have to tell your mom or your dad. That is criminal, folks. Is that nothing to raise your voice over? Is that nothing to fire yourselves up and get involved with what's going on in public schools today? It's out of hand. It's out of hand. Folks, I am going to do a follow-up on the New York City Department of Education on that curriculum. I'm going to find out who wrote the curriculum, and I'm going to bring it back to you on the radio. Is this not a fulfillment of my obligation to tell the country the things that I'm telling them right now rather than laughing off what the politicians are doing by destroying our country? Isn't this what radio is about?
That's
right. Our obligation to God first and our obligation to man. Do you guys remember the movie Remember the Titans, which is based on a true story? Do you remember when the black coach said to the white coach, we're going to pull him up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go running. And the white coach said to the black coach, this is a high school football team, not the Marines. Do you remember what the black coach said to the white coach? By the way, they won state. You aren't doing these kids a favor by patronizing them. You're crippling them. And he was saying you're crippling them by not telling them the truth. Folks, think about this. You live in a society where you're taught by the justice system to be good lawbreakers by corrupt attorneys and corrupt lawyers. I mean, for example, if you want to speed, go buy yourself a fuzzbuster, they call them, a radar detector. And the message that's being taught to your posterity is if you have enough money, you can always get a good lawyer to get you off of any crime that you commit. What kind of a lesson is that, folks? Condoms, huh? To you grown-ups that have never grown up past the age of 15 mentally, condoms, huh? Let me tell you about a guy named Dr. Malone Johnson, M.D., BantamBooks.com, 1997. He said he was a doctor. He was doing an autopsy on a dead body. And he said, as always in such circumstances, I suited up carefully, first putting on my blue scrubs, then a hooded jumpsuit. I donned on more arm protectors, a plastic face shield, and two pairs of latex gloves. Heavily armed against the virus, I pushed the gurney with the dead body on it into the autopsy room. And even after all of this, Dr. Malone Johnson contracts AIDS. Condoms, huh? Who told you that? Got a picture of a guy who contracted AIDS. He said, I knew I shouldn't have did it, but I did it anyways. He said, I was taught to believe God was a loving God and I could do just about anything and he would just forgive me. No, that's false grace. He said, I now found out differently. His whole face is completely black. He's blind. He's a white man because AIDS is consuming his body. He's long gone.
Yes, he is.
Let me tell you who's telling you that condoms are okay. First of all, God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, don't even look. It starts with the thought life. 10,000 doctors in the United States demanded the removal and resignation of the director of the Federal Center for Disease Control, Dr. Jeffrey Copeland. Why? Because they are promoting safe sex education as official government policy. Well, the government is known about the limitations of condoms in preventing sexually transmitted diseases. They are on purpose deliberately misrepresenting the risks in sex education curricula and public health. Why is the government, through education, promoting the demoralizing of your children? Why? America, why are you allowing this to happen? When the laws were enforced of our land against these crimes, these things weren't allowed to happen. We didn't have to worry about disease. We didn't have to worry about letting our little girls outside to play if they were going to get raped. Or our little boys getting raped by pederasts, homosexual pedophiles. We didn't have to worry about that. You know, I talked to a little kid, 14-year-old kid, at an alternative high school in Hopkins, Minnesota. And I was talking about how love gives and lust takes. And he got all mad at me because, you know, they know more than you do. And I said to him, so that girl that you say you love, I said, what do you think about her being with two or three different guys before you finally get to her? He didn't think it was funny. He didn't think it was cute anymore after I told him that. Why? Because it's a law unto itself. It's okay for him to violate anybody he wants to, but you better not do it to him. That's not love. That's lust. I want to say this. Guys, girls, if you've been listening for the last 3 weeks, there is no ambulance at the bottom of this mountain. You get HIV, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. I want to come back with a couple more stats that'll blow you backwards. That's a truth that you've not been told. And I think you ought to know. So join us again in about 2 minutes here. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to weigh in, please do. Pro or con. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Been talking about our exposition done in high school assemblies across the country. By the way, if you like this, we've been doing this for 3 weeks. If you'd like the documentary, it's a five-part documentary called My War. It's all on DVDs. Just got it finished about 2.5-3 months ago with a comic book. Guys, cool stuff. Used one of the old artists for DC comic books as well as Marvel. And what was the guy's name again? Jeez, I worked with him for 2 years. Danny Bulinati. Yeah. Great artist, guys. And it's top quality stuff. If you'd like to see it, or if you'd like to see a billboard or a trailer, just go to mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com, or go to bradleydean.com, and it will bring you right into the trailer. And it's bradleydean.com.
And for those of you on our site already, Sons Liberty Radio, it's just right to the right-hand side.
Oh, it's right on there, too.
Right,
jeez,
on the front page.
Guys, we got so much going
uniforminity
on here.
Yeah. Or something.
Oh, uniforminity.
That's right.
All right. It's like anonymity and magnanimity and any other anonymities.
There's a lot of nimities, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Nimities.
Nimity.
So, folks, you need to get the nimity.
Like nimity.
Nimity on the front page. My War Nimity.
Nimity.
And I encourage you to definitely get it. Check out the trailer. Send it to your friends. Folks, this documentary, and you're going to see more of this. A lot of folks are picking up. Again, WND just picked it up. They're publishing it and pushing it right now because they understand the
movie
importance.
Movie Guide picked it up as well. MovieGuide.org. It's right on the front page. Yep.
Right. And you'll hear their movie reviews through our show.
Viewers are good.
Viewers.
Thank you.
Movie viewers.
Okay, Heather, why don't you just jump on here with me real quick, folks. I was just telling Heather right during the break there. Did I just cut you off?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just pushing my war.
Okay. That's good. It's really speaking the conscience and the heart of America.
And can I say this about it, too?
Yes.
It's not just speaking the conscience of America. This is what it's doing.
Yes?
by experience we've done this. I've heard of a lot of people that have wrote wonderful books.
Oh, yeah.
They can tell you everything you need to know about how bad it is in our school system. But then you ask them, okay, so have you been there?
No!
Well, no, I just studied it. I get these assistants and aides that give me all the details on it. It's like, well, get in there!
1 ounce of doing is far better than tons of writing. But, folks, this My War documentary is all about what we have done in public schools.
Okay.
You'll see Bradley literally in public schools. Again, it's on the front page of sonsoflibertyradio.com. To the right, you'll see it. It says My War. Click on it. Watch the trailer. Get yourself a copy.
I'm going to finish my last point talking about sex, folks, real quick.
Yep.
One of the things that I'll ask kids in public school is this. The best way to stop destruction is abstinence. And you hear all the, oh, kids don't want to hear abstinence. They don't want to hear abstinence. No, they want borders in their life. They
Absolutely.
Want guidelines. They want to be told no, folks. The myth, kids don't want to hear about abstinence. Baloney. The fact is 93% of those that are in high schools today want to hear the absolutes. But, folks, the problem is they're not seeing the absolute walk mm-hmm. of those that are going before them. Isn't that interesting? And I want to give you a side note, and then I'm going to cruise over to Heather really quick, talking about what's being thrown on kids. And now, Heather was just doing a little research and finding out now that, of course, it's all coming from the UN. And interestingly enough, we got the Pope. I had a guy email me this morning asking me, hey, well, did you hear what the Pope asked to give up the sovereignty of the United States and give it over to the UN? Wow! I didn't know that was the church's job!
Yes. Yeah. Namely the Pope.
Wow! And George Bush said that over 202 times from the pulpit. What? You mean, do you think these guys are like working together or something? And then in New York, they're beginning to teach kids bestiality, and it's all a part of a UN agenda? Oh, we better not talk about that. Oh, let's talk about that. Folks, I want to say something to you really quick, and you need to understand this. The more immoral people become, the more laws that are put on you through a corrupt government.
Control.
And in this situation, who is corrupting the morals of the people when the whole purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate sin?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you just were looking around online, what did you find, Heather?
Well, I found that in recent years, and I know that a big thing that's been happening in the public school system since parents aren't, you know, they're just kind of shoving their kids off and not paying attention. The UN, and there's a new curriculum called the International Baccalaureate,
sure.
where basically the schools take over the sovereignty of the UN takes over the United States sovereignty, and they overturned the Declaration of Independence and all of America's founding principles, and they're in cohorts with UNESCO. And that's a UN, you know,
isn't that the little money boxes that are given to kids on Halloween to go around and ask for money to help little kids? You guys remember those?
I don't.
Oh, they used to give you these little boxes for Halloween, and they'd ask you to go knock on doors and ask for gifts from people. They're changed their bills for UNESCO. Folks,
wow.
You have to look behind these programs before you sow into them. But go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, now they've come up with, they're recommending that children as young as five years old receive mandatory sexual education that would teach even pre-kindergartners about masturbation and topics like gender violence. And so they're saying, no, that's age appropriate. The UN is saying it's age appropriate. And so here's basically what they would
and
do.
And here you have the Pope asking us to give up our sovereignty to the UN. This bunch of criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
It says that they go through, they break it up into four age groups, 5 to 8, 9 to 12, 12 to 15, and 15 to 18. So 5 to 8-year-olds are going to learn that, you know, touching and rubbing one another's genitals is called masturbation, and it's just sick, and that you can feel pleasure by doing that.
Can I tell you something? Let's be honest about this. We're all sanctified individuals in this ministry. I didn't even know what masturbation
yeah.
was until I seen it on Hollywood. I didn't even know what it was.
You yeah. gotta learn it. You don't just
yeah.
do these things.
Yeah, yeah you're.
Okay.
I know.
So someone had to teach you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And then by the time they're nine, they're gonna learn about positive and negative effects of, and I don't even know this word, and wrestle with the ideas of homophobia, transphobia, and abuse of power.
Oh.
By 12, they're going to learn the reasons for abortions.
No resurrection authority. We don't want none of that.
Yeah. But they'll already have known about their safety for 3 years, you know, that they're...
Yeah, you could be safe. Here's how you do it. Yeah.
Abortions. And then when they're 15, they're basically going to hook them up. Hey, you have sex? You want to have an abortion? Here you go. This is how you go get one. You can do this without the consent of the parents. They'll give you
and
the
then
contact
we have,
info.
And then we have the NEA trying to pass bills that protect students from teachers that want to violate them.
Yep. And they also, it's the I-24, Amendment I-24,
the National Education Association.
And American Family Association said we need to, you know, make sure that we draw the line there, that we're going to protect these students from
But it can't stop there because you're already seeing the mind of them willing to cross over to commit the crime.
Yeah. Right.
So these people need to be criminally charged, not just let's draw the line. No, let's make sure that they're thrown in jail for their crimes against our children.
Yeah.
So that's right.
Yeah.
So folks, well, you may say that's over the top. No, what's over the top is their thought life
doing.
And
oh
what they're
goodness.
Willing to do if they can get away with it. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep in mind, they'll always do what you do let them get away with.
That's it.
They will.
That's it.
Yeah. I know. When I read that, I was just blown away because I have a 5-year-old and I couldn't even imagine them if they even said. I mean, once you have the thought in your mind, once you're taught about it, it's not like you can just forget about it and pretend like you never
knew
about it.
Yeah, they're raping these kids' conscience.
They are stripped
conscience.
From their innocence right there. Yeah.
And when you say it's against the law, and folks, you hear that a lot on this word, we're talking about, I don't care if they create a little statute and say, well, it's okay to be nude now in California on a beach. That's against the law. Why? Because
well,
there's a
law greater.
Well, you can
always go into Kentucky Fried Chicken naked, too, in San Francisco.
Naked chicken. The chickens are naked. Let's all be naked because we're all really chickens.
But
don't you know that?
Let's not protest that.
Oh, that's fine.
Wrong with protesting
no,
that.
We need to talk about the economy. We need
no,
more jobs for naked people.
We need to protest the people that have their clothes on.
That's right, because they're discriminating against me. Freedom of expression. Come on.
Yeah. Well, listen, your freedom of expression isn't what we want to see, okay? So go express yourself somewhere. Else.
You can express yourself in your own home if you want to express yourself.
To but your wife.
Going back to the law stands. It's been said before, too. You may be persecuted for keeping the law or upholding the law. And I'm talking about God's law. That standard does not shift. It does not move. And that is what will break the tides, just like you see the sea is broken upon the shore. God has placed certain laws and limits. It will always break itself upon that law that God has given us if we stand there and we stand firm.
Let me make the last point, because it's very important for everybody to hear this. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, the New Testament, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Who are the unrighteous?
That's right.
The Lord said, be not deceived. Don't be lied to. Don't kid yourself, folks. Neither fornicators, sex before marriage, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminates, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, for the forgiven, and such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God who is alive forevermore. You got Bradley and Jake. Thank you for Heather joining us over the last couple minutes here. Again, we love you by what we do, and we will continue this tomorrow with more topics. And we're going to talk about sickness versus choice.
Yes.
Talk to you then.
The palm tree and the storm.